Everybody, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about one of the Face Rocker podcast sponsors, Squarespace. Building a website can be tough. And even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for you, Squarespace makes it easy to build websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and a beautiful website that looks professionally designed regardless of skill level, no coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. Seriously, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month. That's right, you heard me, only $8 a month. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code FACERocker to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for the Face Rocker podcast. That's FACERocker, FACEROCKER. We want to thank Squarespace for their support of the podcast. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Thank you guys for joining us for a very special edition. We are here, greetings from Springfield at Universal Hollywood. We are here for the, what do you call it, the red carpet ribbon, the yellow carpet.
The yellow carpet.
You are right, you are carpet. Simpsons yellow carpet ribbon cutting ceremony at Springfield, the premiere of the new land here.
Springfield, USA.
Springfield, USA.
At Universal Studios.
Since we don't know what state it is.
Beautiful Burbank, California.
Burbank Studio City, California.
For all of you that were wondering where Springfield was all these years, it turns out it was in Burbank.
Here in Hollywood.
It was magical.
Hollywood. Yeah. So I'm Des Dali, co-host Matt and Freddie are out tonight. They're busy working while the rest of us are here celebrating on our night off. I'm joined by my good buddy John Carmen, Andrew Neer, Will Campos.
Hello, hello.
We are all here just, you know, we've spent the last 2 hours viewing a presentation and then gorging ourselves on delicious treats of all sorts.
It's, you know, I was just telling Benji before we got started that, like, I'm not a Disneyland guy. Like, I don't care. I didn't grow up watching Disney stuff all that much. And so I always went to Disneyland. I'm like, I don't get what the appeal of this is. And then we came here tonight, and I just, like, lost my damn mind.
This is
like
the embodiment of everything we wanted as children.
Yeah, it was like, it was my childhood just come to life. And I'm just like, and it's like, they have all the food. They have Krusty Burger and Cletus's Chicken Shack, which is not a thing from the show, but whatever.
No.
And,
yeah.
But they got these huge pink donuts. They got Lard Lad.
We got Lard Lad giant pink donuts. It's
so nuts. We canceled a writer's meeting tonight saying that we had to do work, and then we came here and derped around for 2 hours.
Exactly. Springfield, USA, obviously, it should go without saying, home of America's first and finest family, The Simpsons, Bart, Marge, Lisa, and Homer. And they've recreated very lovingly and very accurate, I might add, many of the, I think, what, 8 to 12 landmarks?
There's a ton. Yeah,
from Springfield,
crazy.
USA.
They have the DMV where Patty and Selma were.
Yeah, the bathrooms are located inside the Springfield DMV.
Yeah.
Everything is centrally located around Krusty Land, which, of course, houses the Simpsons Ride. I guess you would say award-winning Simpsons Ride. We are podcasting from Moe's Tavern, which is surreal.
Yeah.
We've got Flaming Moe's.
So, yeah.
And Duff's, which these are, from what I understand, the only licensed alcoholic Duff brand beverages in the entire world.
You were telling me that there's a guy in Britain that makes them, and Matt Groening keeps suing him, and he won't stop making them.
Apparently, there is unlicensed Duff being brewed in the UK.
And illegal Duff.
Matt Groening has sued said individual multiple times. This is the only licensed version. We're drinking Duff Regular. Here at Universal Hollywood, you can also get Duff Light,
Duff Dry,
which I now, believe is a stout.
If that guy changes the name to Doof, will he be okay?
Doof or Food? Fud?
Throw some umlauts over
yeah.
it.
Some umlauts? Yeah, we also got some. I haven't had this yet.
The Flamin' Moe is pretty spectacular.
You can get a non-alcoholic or an alcoholic Flamin' Moe. Non-alcoholic for the kids.
I'll be honest, I'm so giddy at this point that they could just paint a rock pink and call it a Lard Lad donut, and I would eat it and then say it was great.
Well, the first thing I did was show Will the Bort keychain, and he
started
laughing at
character. All right, so talk about that.
This joke, because this is my favorite thing
so
in the bar so
Itchy
far.
And Scratchy Land, they have the child who's, like, looking for the... Bart comes in, he's looking at the license plate, looking for Bart, and he sees Bort, and he's like, Bort? And then the child just goes by, come along, Bort. And this guy turns around, you talking to me? And one's like, no, my son is also named Bort. So they have tons of Bort stuff.
They have a bunch of Bort little keychains in this keychain. And it's just, again, it was that tiny little detail that just, like, blew my mind.
I mean, 99 out of 100 people are going to walk through this land. I'm sure more. The ratio is even higher. And they're not going to notice that, like, little minute.
Although the woman we were talking to at the store, because we were flipping out, and the woman who works over at the Quickie Mart, which is the convenience store, she was like, oh, yeah, the Borts are, like, selling out like crazy, which is insane, because in Itchy and Scratchy Land, that episode, they do another joke where, as they're walking around downstairs, they go, we're out of Bort license plates.
Right, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's, they train them well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's very, very lovingly and faithfully recreated right across from us. I can see the blinking lights on the B-Man's taco truck right next
to Bumblebee Man.
And then we have Duff Gardens right next to it, like a little beer garden. There's a lot of alcohol for the, like, children's kind of place.
Quite a bit of alcohol. We just came from Cletus's Chicken Shack and the Krusty Burger, where we just gorged ourselves.
I don't know what's in it in this podcast for anyone listening, because you're just listening to four grown-ass men who just had a great time.
Right now, we're just four dudes...
talking about how much fun they had at a theme park that you didn't
four dudes on a night off at a theme park getting completely pampered, and we're just
eating
boasting about
just,
it at this point.
So let's talk about the food. Let's talk about the food and then
we're going to get into General Simpson's chat and the reason why we're big Simpsons fans and how that affects the work we do here at Rocket Jump.
But really back it up
to the food.
Yeah. We really should have a sample of everything here, but we've eaten most of it, so...
Yeah, that was the plan. We've already eaten everything. We had... I had a fried chicken and waffle sandwich.
Oh, yes.
With maple bacon mayo at Cletus's Chicken Shack. John, what did you have, buddy? What did you have at Cletus's?
Oh, I had the fried chicken plate, and it was, like, maybe the best theme park food I've ever had.
Yeah?
It was, like, an actual down-home, you know, just gravy, mashed potatoes, the whole nine yards.
Your classic chicken platter. Yeah. Food you don't expect to get at a theme park?
No.
And I believe that's one of the things they're working on, is, like, make a menu that's faithful to what you would see on The Simpsons, but at a higher level, so you're not saying... I'm paying this for theme park food. This is actually good food that reminds you of The Simpsons.
I'll tell you one thing is that the so I had I was looking around while you guys were getting the chicken burgers, and I was paralyzed. I'm like, do I have a Krusty burger? Do I do this?
Did you get the? You didn't get the double clogger.
No, I didn't get the double clogger.
They got a double clogger.
I got the Krusty burger, which was good, but the MVP of the night was the Luigi's Pizza. Honestly,
oh, that was good.
Like, man, that was good.
Was like, I would have been happy to get that slice at home. Like, I was like, this is, it was like doughy and super greasy. Like, I just gained 90 pounds. Got all these donuts everywhere.
These donuts are soft. And like just moist. Yeah. And
Phineas Cube Butterfats Ice Cream Parlor, which is a pretty deep cut as far as references go. Like,
and the attention to detail.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm a big Simpsons fan, but Phineas Cube Butterfats just did not register on my Simpsons scale. I had to Wikipedia Simpsons Wiki that one before I got here tonight. But yeah, if you guys haven't put together already, this new Springfield, USA is 90% food court, you know, that surrounds the Simpsons ride, but
who cares?
I don't know. It's got me wanting to try two of everything, you know?
It's funny how, it's like, I wonder psychologically what, like, the appeal of that is, because it is, like, it's this immense, like, I had to have a Krusty burger. I was like, I'm in the, like, I don't know, it just triggers this part of your brain. You're like, it's that thing I like, I want to have it.
There's, what, 26 years of branding and advertising going into leading you to
it was always
want
funny
that Krusty Burger?
When I was growing up, I was like, they should just, like, if they had Duff beer, everyone would buy it. Why don't they just make Duff? Like, it's perfect.
Exactly. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, what else could they really sell? I mean, you have the Android comics. You have the
military
supply store.
Android comics store.
That's nuts. Is that open? I don't think
it's not open right now. But
the food is the most accessible. Like, you can't really sell military surplus. You can't sell all the comics because you get that everywhere.
I think they
but they have the food.
Yeah.
The and it is, you're just like, it makes you, you know what it is, is it in a very, because obviously, like, you're walking around and, like, you know, like, I'm sure we'll have some pictures and stuff, but it's like verbatim. It looks perfectly like the show. And then, but being able to eat the food that you, oh, and food is such a big part of The Simpsons. It's like a big part of the humor. Like, being able to sit down and actually eat it, like, really, you feel psychologically like this connection to the show in a way that you don't normally.
I don't know. I mean, my mind is kind of blown right now. We're talking about Simpsons, sitting in Moe's Tavern, drinking Duff beer, you know? It's just nuts that it's so lovingly and faithfully recreated. But and this is all, you know, in part to bring the fans, the world over, into the world of The Simpsons. 26 years on television. I didn't even know the statistics. I should have come prepared. I don't know the statistics, but this has
been on television for 70 years. Yeah, it's made $4 billion.
I mean,
it's you know, it's also weird that, like, because it started as such, like, a subversive punk of a show. Like, it was, like, edgy. And, like, I remember when I was a little kid, like, I had friends whose parents wouldn't let them watch The Simpsons. They're like, oh, no, it's that Bart show. That's bad. Like, that's, you know.
He uses foul language. You can't watch that.
Like, and now it's become, like, just, like, this such a mainstay. It's very interesting.
Well, even the president of the United States, George H.W. Bush, said, I wish Americans were more like the Waltons.
Instead of The Simpsons.
I don't want people watching The Simpsons. And everyone said, screw this guy.
Can you imagine being in The Simpsons writer's room when the president said that about your show? I would have flipped out.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah, it's the best bump you could have possibly gotten.
It's just friggin' nuts.
But it's like, again, like, it's like the show's 26 years old. Like, it's older than most of the people that work at Rocket Jump. And it's like, again, it's just like this thing that's been around forever. Anyway, favorite Simpsons episodes.
Oh, my God.
Around the table.
Very easy. Marge versus the Monorail, scripted by Conan O'Brien.
That's a good one.
Excellent episode.
The
And, I mean, a close tie would be Santa's Little Helper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Christmas special?
Christmas special / pilot. First episode of The Simpsons. It was my introduction to The Simpsons. We got it on, some sort of promotional VHS tape. Just one episode.
I had that tape.
On a VHS tape. And my brothers and I, Alex and Benji, watched the crap out of that tape probably until we broke it.
I have to tell you my story about that tape now. Because I had the same thing. We had the tape, The Simpsons Christmas Special. I watched it over and over and over and over. I might have been like four. Like, I just obsessed.
Yeah.
And, I think it was in like first grade. My first grade class went caroling. In The Simpsons, in that thing, Bart and his school go caroling, and then they sing Jingle Bells, and then Bart sings Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg, and gets, like, comically yanked out of the thing. I thought this was the funniest thing ever. So in my Catholic school, first grade, we go caroling, I think for either Christmas or Halloween, to a bunch of nuns, like, at a convent or something, and I start doing the Simpsons lyrics. I have to do it, and I just start doing it, and I just got chewed out by my teacher and everything. But it's like one of my earliest memories.
I completely forgot about that song. I assume that comes from Simpsons, right? I mean, that must be where I know that from.
That's where I know. I assumed it was one of those things. I just assumed it was a mainstay, but maybe they, or not a main, but I assumed it was like one just like a thing. But maybe they came up with it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Andrew.
Oh, I actually thought about this quite a bit last night.
Andrew was on Facebook posting pictures of him, like, I just got a boat up on my Simpsons board.
Yeah. Andrew is here because Will told us he has a friend, a super secret friend, who is one of the, you know, foremost Simpsons
fans. I was watching episodes with my laptop in front of me on the wiki page, like, rehearsing, and I was like, I was thinking about the Japan episode, I was thinking about Hank Scorpio, but then, like, just now, as I'm sitting here in Moe's, then behind the camera, there's the photo of Homer's softball team.
Oh, that's great.
Homer at the bat. Like, I played baseball as a child. That softball episode is just, it's amazing. Like, all my baseball heroes are on that episode, and it's hilarious. I just love it.
The song at the end, like the old-timey. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Madeline sideburns that Burns just can't get over.
It's one of those, that episode's pure Schwartzwelder. John Schwartzwelder, who's one of the big, infamous, famous writers for The Simpsons. And, like, anytime you see, like, some just, like, incredibly bizarre old-timey language or, like, anything like just that's pure Americana from like the 20s to 40s or whatever, it's like all just John Swartzwelder's thing. So like all of the old timey softball player names and stuff like that, like all these obscure, like there's this obscure gag in that one where like one of the batters comes up with a piano leg as a bait, as a bat, like just a leg of a piano. And that was a reference to an actual baseball player who did that like way back in the day.
Oh yeah, and all these guys that the Mr. Burns wanted for the team are just, they're all legit players from the early 1900s. So it's amazing. And they're all real names. It's
John, how did you come into The Simpsons, man?
Tell us your story. Tell us your tale.
I mean, that's like the first show that bridged the gap from like children's television to adult television.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in that middle ground. There's a lot of racist stuff in it. The violence can be really, like, I mean, itchy and scratchy.
It's brutal, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, yeah, it just made me who I am, absolutely. It just was at such a prime time in my childhood. You know?
I know, and it's amazing. You and I are definitely of not the same age, not even close. We're different generations, and this show still had that much of an impact on both of us. And still today, 26 seasons.
So how old are you again?
I'm 25.
You're 25, so you're not that much, but like, so you might, like, so middle school for us was like prime, that was like season 8, Simpsons was middle school.
Yeah.
So like, for you, I feel like your influences might be a little bit like the slightly later seasons, I don't know.
I remember Fox would run an hour of Simpsons every day after school, it'd be reruns.
Oh, the Fox 5 o'clock world.
Yeah. Yep.
With Drew Carey and The Simpsons and Seinfeld.
So, yeah, just every day, daily dose of Simpsons, and like, I just quickly just saw all the prime. I wouldn't really like. I don't think there was ever a point in my life where I would like be sitting around waiting for the new Simpsons episode to air. It was
watching the reruns perennially.
Discovered it when there was already a treasure trove.
I think at one point I was watching The Simpsons 6 times a day. Like, they were showing it that much, and I didn't care. I was like, I'm going to watch it every single time.
It's one of those, having now written television and seeing, like, with VGHS, like, how hard it was to just do 3 seasons of a TV show that were, like, pretty good.
Yeah. They were fine.
No, they were good. We did a good job. Yeah. Fuck you, Des. But, like, it was so much work, and it was so exhausting just to get, like, you know, 18 decent episodes of television written. And then to, like, you look at The Simpsons, and people will be like, oh, yeah, season 9 is when, like, it starts. And, like, 9 seasons of pure gold? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah. I never missed a beat.
I would have to say, you know, like, I go back and forth on what my favorite is. Like, some of my favorites are, I love Homer and the $1 trillion bill where they go to Cuba.
Yeah.
I love the Prohibition episode. It has some of the best.
Watched that last night?
Yeah, all-time quotes.
Prohibition's good. Bart sells a soul is a favorite.
The pretzel wagon.
Oh, my God.
But I think the one that just popped out to me as, like, a all-time, like, at least one that I quote almost, like, every week is A Milhouse Divided, where Milhouse's parents get divorced. And that one's got, like, because I feel like it's, like, daily in the writer's room. We do the crackers are a family product.
Yeah.
We don't know if single people eat them, and frankly, we don't want to know.
Yeah.
It's a market we could do without.
No, I know you're, we quote Simpsons, or you specifically quote Simpsons every single day in the writer's room.
It's just like a language. It doesn't even think, you know, it's like.
Yeah.
My brother.
And I'm always like, I can't believe people like just memorize the Bible or whatever. Like, people just quote scripture at each other. Like, that's crazy. And I'm like, I can just like just rattle off all this.
No, do you guys still watch The Simpsons?
New episodes?
I feel like we're all establishing that we're super fans, and we have been.
All right.
But let's be real. Do we all still watch The Simpsons?
No. But the thing is, like, if we're honest,
it feels like the wrong place to say that.
Chief
Wiggum's gonna kick the door down.
I'm curious because I don't, you know.
But you don't even watch.
I fell out a while ago.
I still watch the reruns.
I watch reruns.
Watch the new ones.
Do you guys have the FX Now app?
No.
The FX Now app is awesome. Actually, it lists every episode by season, ranked by viewers, both currently and all time.
Interesting.
In this really awesome 26 season graph, and you can see which are the most popular. Just kind of tap on them and play them.
That's pretty cool.
But is it really that bad? I mean, like, we were spoiled that the first 9 seasons, and past that I've watched it as well.
Yeah.
We're so good. I mean, is a bad Simpsons season that much worse? I mean, is it compared to other things on TV? Is a bad season better than most of what's on TV?
A bad Simpsons season is still...
I mean, I haven't watched enough to know.
I don't know. I stopped. I just had to stop.
There are a few new episodes I watched.
I mean, it's still a hit. Like, it still keeps... They just give greenlit the next 2 seasons. It's 28 seasons of that show.
Next 2 seasons, all the main cast's contracts have been renewed. They just built this whole friggin' world. here in Orlando and Hollywood.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's bigger than ever. It's bigger than when we watched it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is.
It's probably, you know what I bet it's
and like, I feel like when I watched it, you know, when we started watching in junior high, it was the only thing my buddies and I talked about.
Yeah. I bet it's one of those, I could honestly wouldn't be surprised if like, it's like the Star Wars prequels where people our age are like, oh, it just dropped off the second we grew up. And then, but like kids who grow up on it now are still like totally into it.
Yeah.
I don't know, either that or they're watching PewDiePie or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
You guys, we're just getting old. We're just getting old.
Well, that's the thing, right? Simpsons clips do not exist on YouTube. Kids nowadays just aren't watching,
I just realized
it,
right? I've been like...
Hmm? We're great.
Oh my God.
We're recording right now.
We're doing a podcast. Come say hi.
Go ahead, John.
I didn't get to say my favorite Simpsons episode.
What's your favorite?
The one that pops to mind to me is the lemon tree one. Where apparently, the whole reason Springfield and Shelbyville were formed was because one guy like wanted to marry his cousin, the other guy didn't.
Yeah.
Rocky V plus Rocky 2 plus Rocky 5 equals Rocky 7. Adrian's Revenge.
I forgot about that.
All right, I guess the lemon tree. Oh,
Homer and Marge. Homer! Homer!
Come over and be part of our show.
So Homer, come say hi.
Homer,
oh
and Marge.
My God, I'm freaking out.
Hey guys,
we got Homer Simpson.
Two Simpsons in the house. What's going on, Homer?
Homer Simpson here. Thank you so much. Enjoying ourselves. We appreciate it.
Homer, your beer.
Homer, your duff.
No. Oh.
Uh oh.
No.
No.
No. TV in here make Homer go crazy.
Give it to him.
Oh no!
Oh.
He's an alcoholic.
But it's the solution to all of life's little problems.
It's like
a whole
really sad domestic drama. Just
out. There is. Homer wants a drink, and Marge doesn't want him to.
It's like a Bergman film just went down in here.
Even the bar was trained not to give Homer a drink.
Security had to remove Homer from this situation. That's
too real.
Yeah, it's a little.
No, it is too real. But I guess that's the point, right? They faithfully, lovingly recreated Springfield, USA here at.
Although I haven't found Mountain Dew or crab juice yet.
Oh yeah. I haven't seen a lot of El Barto either. I was thinking there'd be little El Barto tags all over the place.
I did see Bart outside earlier pretending to tag something, but
there's a little. If you guys haven't seen it, he's hiding over by the bathroom. There's a little Milhouse.
I saw Milhouse. I took a photo of Milhouse.
Sipping a squishy, yeah.
Milhouse may be my favorite character.
Really?
He's fantastic.
Milhouse is a delight.
No. Milhouse.
It's just weird.
My ankles are wet, but my knees are bone dry.
I feel like I haven't watched The Simpsons in years. But, man, the show just is so important
Milhouse,
to me. And
I just cracked open. Like I just bought like the first. The DVDs are really cheap now.
Yeah.
So I just started it all over again, and man, it still holds up.
Good ride. I forgot how emotional the first couple seasons get. Like seasons two and three, there's like a lot of heart. Like the we were actually it's in Milhouse Divided. Like I watched it with my girlfriend, my wife, Jeez Louise, Cherish.
Yeah, right. You got married.
Congratulations, by the way.
in the last week since you were on the podcast,
really buried the lead on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Oops. Well, that's my bad.
Honeymoon right here. We're gonna go to Simpson to Springfield. I was showing, she didn't grow up on The Simpsons, as most men's girlfriends didn't. I showed that episode to her, and like, the end with Homer and Marge getting remarried, and like, it's very sweet. Like, I actually kind of teared up a little bit. Like, it was like, I forgot how much heart that show had in those early seasons, where
the episode, do you remember the one where Lisa looks into the future, and sees, like the first versions of herself, her family, and everything, and you think it's gonna be a love, like how she finds her true love, and then it really becomes about the love between her and her dad.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah. That's actually a very emotional.
That and the flashback episode with Maggie, with where Homer gives up his job at the bowling alley, and then he starts his job at the nuclear power plant, and then the sign on the wall says "Never forget you're here forever," and so he's really sad about it. Then Maggie's born and he loves her, and then he covers the sign with photos of Maggie so that it says "Never forget her," and it's just like
do it for her. Let's get it right.
Yeah,
Maggie's first, like the things that make me tear up all the time are when Maggie says her first word, and then the end of the episode where. Lisa and Bart are hockey stars, and they had their final showdown.
Oh,
they go out arm in arm while everybody else is rioting around them. Oh, I cry every time.
Oh, it's beautiful.
We could gush about Simpsons all night. However, I feel like we want to wrap this up.
Are they tossing us?
Get back out there, get a couple more duffs, maybe another hot flame.
Screw you guys. We're going to go derp around.
We're going to go back, derp around, go buy some merch. Just have ourselves a ball. Thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. Will, Andrew, John, thank you guys for regaling
us
with your favorite Simpsons memories.
And if I can give a shout out, thank you to my brother for being my launching pad to speak about Simpsons all the time. We speak in quotes all the time. My girlfriend gets so annoyed.
What's your brother's name?
To Andrew's brother, Aaron.
Aaron?
To Aaron, this one's for you. Mazel tov.
To Aaron, to you guys, and to you out there, thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Adios.